A chorus of colorful birds perched on a wire highlights Wilmington's mural for America's 250th birthday. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on the city's unique take and its subtle tribute to Bob Marley.
Christian Cannonberg didn't want the mural he's creating on a northern gateway to tiny Delaware's largest city to be a typical patriotic commemoration.
I'm not a fan of smacking people over the head with obvious nods to things. I'm not interested in creating postcards of the city. I'm more interested in creating pieces of art that just happen to be murals that are conversation starters.
So Cannonberg has transformed a 180-foot drab concrete wall into a mural that features one eagle among a host of other birds on wires. He calls them symbols of the literal common threads we all share, despite our differences. City Cultural Affairs Director Tina Betts is delighted by the unconventional approach that also includes depictions of two majestic city landmarks, the Rockford Park Tower and P.S. DuPont School's cupola.
That was intentional, that it shouldn't scream 250th anniversary. We wanted it to have a much longer shelf life. All of the elements of this mural, community, connectivity, diversity, all of those things are part of the 250th. But we didn't want the mural to be welcome to Wilmington's 250th.
There's no human faces on the mural, but Cannonberg found a sly way to honor reggae luminary Bob Marley, who once lived in Wilmington, and Marley's renowned song, Three Little Birds. It's a trio of birds painted in the colors of the Rastafari movement, red, gold, and green.
And if somebody after the fact has, Three Little Birds, that's a Bob Marley song or a lyric. I like that.
He'll paint another 35-foot section by fall, and that will include a cluster of red, white, and blue birds. And if funding can be obtained, he hopes to extend the mural another 300 feet to a highway on-ramp, with some of his feathered friends taking flight. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.